Out today, we have the latest cattle on feed numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For reaction, we go to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, we're looking at the latest numbers as of November 1st. And Tom, did these come in close to trade expectations?
They sure did, Leslie. There was no surprises. This report's going to be called a neutral report. We saw the November on feed come in 102% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 102.2%, which is 10.794 million head of cattle, which is 3.3% below the five-year average. Now, Nebraska and Texas were both unchanged from last year, but Kansas was up 3% versus last year on feed. This makes 8 straight months of being larger than the previous year for on feed numbers. This is also the largest month-to-month on feed of the past 31 straight months, and is also the third largest October, or I should say November, on feed of the past 3 years. Now, the October placements came in at 96%. They was looking for 95.9%, which is 2,281,000 head of cattle, 4.4% lower than the five-year average. Kansas placements were up 6%, Nebraska down 2%, and Texas was down 13% compared to a year ago. Now, today's placements are the largest of the past 12 months. Today's placements were over 2 million head, which has not occurred since back last October. Now, today's placements were also the second smallest of the past 20 years for the October time frame. The weight breakdown of the placements under 600-pound category, down 7.2%, 600 to 699-pound category, down 7%, 700 to 799-pound category, 6.9% lower, and the 800-plus category was up 5.5% versus a year ago. Now, the 800-pound and larger placements have been larger than the previous year now, 13 of the past 14 months. October marketings came in at 97%, a little better than expected at 96.2% for the average, which comes in at 1,630,000 head of cattle being slaughtered. This is 8.1% below the five-year average. This is the smallest October marketing number of the past 20 years. Texas was down 14% on their marketings, Kansas down 6%, Nebraska was up 3% compared to a year ago. Now, the cold storage report will be released at 2 p.m. next Monday, the 23rd, and we look for another report that shows large increases versus a year ago levels on the beef stocks.
Tom, looking at this report, do you think it will have much influence on the market?
I think it will virtually have no influence on the market. I think this report was so much in line that it will be completely ignored. The cattle complex is still struggling with negative fundamentals as the cash prices hold lower, box beef prices continue to decline, and the consumer has not been able to take advantage of the larger drops in the wholesale level on their retail side of the situation. To top this all off, trading in the futures has been erratic and volatile with virtually no ties to the current fundamentals, and the December live cattle futures has traded either limit up or limit down in 9 of the past 13 sessions.
Tom, anything else about this latest cattle on feed report?
No, I think it's just going to get chalked up as one more cattle on feed report that people kind of was looking to see what would come out of it, maybe a surprise. We have not seen a surprise in a cattle on feed report in some time now.
All right. Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with our analysis of the latest cattle on feed numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.